Welcome back. Here we are, Silver and Black today, only on Raider Nation Radio. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. I am geared up for the weekend, wild card weekend in the NFL, of course. And thanks to Jeff Parles there for giving us some tips on betting this weekend, both pro and college games. And I know, as we mentioned earlier in the show, we welcome back in my co-host, Mr. Q Myers. And Q, you look at this wild card weekend. What are you liking? Like, what game is kind of giving is must watch television for you this weekend?
Baltimore, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Baltimore, Tennessee is going to be so much fun for anyone who is a fan of the ground and pound. You're going to see so much of the run game, and that's what excites me. Between Derrick Henry and his 2,000 yards and Baltimore, and oh, by the way, last time they went out, they only put up 400 yards rushing, over 400 yards rushing as a team. I mean, that's just ridiculous. The ball ain't going to be in the air very much, but that's okay with me, man. I enjoy watching those two teams compete in the style that they play in. So I'm very excited. If I had to say that there's one game that I'm definitely going to make sure I have all my weekend chores done, I got everything knocked out, I'm ready to rock and roll on this certain game, that will be the one.
All right, weekend chores. I love that, man.
Hey, man, every once in a while, I got to do them, man. You know, because especially this year since, or actually this past 2020 and 2021 since COVID, and we're not going actually as to physically as many games as we normally would. Normally, right. I'd have the cop-out like, oh, I got to go over here to cover this game, or I got to go over here to cover this game, or I got to go to this media session. Now the media session's at my desk. You know what I mean? I go and do the Zoom, so I can't get out of, oh, by the way, can you do this? And, oh, by the way, can you do that? It's like, damn, I have nowhere to go right now. So, you know, I'm going to need everything to get back right just so I can get up out the house and not have to do no chores.
There you go. I got to do it this weekend too. We had, I know you're not a big Christmas guy, but I had the decorations outside, the lights. I got most of it in, but I got to get up on the ladder, get the lights off the house. I got to then reorganize the garage. So I'm with you there, man, but I'm going to get it. Like you said, I'm going to get it done all tomorrow on Saturday, so Sunday I can watch some football. And I even put up my picks, man. I'm putting up my picks now. I'm putting up my picks on Twitter, so you can see my football picks from today. But thanks again to Jeff Parles for joining us. By the way, when I get set to go outside, Q, and do these chores, you know, I need energy. And I'm not a big – I used to be a big breakfast guy, but I don't like a big breakfast anymore. And so instead, what I do every morning, and the audience knows, and you know too because you do the same thing, is I grab a Dr. Jen's Ultimate Protein Bar from drjensnutrition.com. Great stuff for the entire family. It doesn't matter if you're using it as meal replacement or snack. Certified gluten-free, all-natural ingredients. Superfoods are in there. But Q, the thing about these things is you hear that a protein bar has spinach, it has kale, it has quinoa, and you're like, ugh, right. And it's got to taste like junk. But no, these are formulated to taste great.
No, they are. And, you know, the funny thing about it with my time change at the radio station, you know, I've been doing like you said, I've been trying to have an extra little snack because, again, and my whole routine is thrown off. So yep. I took a whole box of Dr. Jen's to the radio station just so I can have some snack that it could be like my go-to in a commercial break. Like you do this sometimes. Yep. I can just go and grab one. Man, the box had 10 in them and I just sat them, you know, next to my desk. I didn't literally sit them on my desk, but I figured, you know, ain't nobody going to mess with them. I had 10 one day. I came back and there was 3 left. I'm like, are you kidding me? Who jacked me? And so now I got to be careful. So now I got to keep them on my person at all time, because at first I had just brought them so everyone could taste some and yeah. understand why I was eating them every day. But this time I actually took them for myself just so I can enjoy them all the time. And well, everyone figured that, oh, hey, that's that box that Q brought. It's all good for everybody. And everybody jumped all over it. Oh, so not only am I a believer in Dr. Jen's, clearly my whole radio station is as well. I'm going to send them an invoice for those, damn it. As a matter of fact,
I was gonna say you have to lock them in the top drawer now, man. That's
man,
incredible.
For real.
But it makes sense because they taste good. They great fiber, keeps you full and satisfied all day. And because you're a listener of this show, you get a special discount. SBT10. That's Silver Black today. The number 10. Up on drjensnutrition.com. If you use that code, you will get a special discount just for our listeners. Plus, you get free shipping. If you're in Las Vegas, you can check them out at Vegas Discount Nutrition or Terrible Herbs convenience stores all over the valley. You can find them. So Dr. Jen's Ultimate Protein Bars, Dr. Jen's Nutrition. Thanks to Dr. Jen and Dr. Andrew, proud members of Raider Nation and supporters here of Raider Nation Radio. All right, Q. So we talked a little bit about the playoffs and and what's going on out there. It's going to be a fun weekend. But I'm more excited to hear kind of what's part of the Q-tip today going into the playoffs. I'm not sure if it's going to be Raider related. I'm not sure if it's going to be playoff rated, but we're about to find out because it is time for the Q-tip.
I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
Well, Scott, you threw out a couple different options for the Q-tip, and I'm going to go in a whole different direction.
Right.
I'm going to throw you off. I'm going to throw Raider Nation off. Hell, I'm damn near throwing myself off. But I'll tell you right now, today's Q-tip is about the late, great Tommy Lasorda. Man, wow. Tommy Lasorda, the manager of Big Blue, the Dodgers' longtime manager, passed away today, and I just wanted to shout him out, man. And I know that we're talking football and we're talking Raiders, but, I mean, that is a L-E-G-E-N-D legend in Tommy Lasorda. And he helped provide one of my most painful baseball memories. And I know that you as a baseball fan, as a Padre fan, you yeah. know Big Blue, you know the Dodgers very, very well. And you know what kind of, bad memories that he probably made and helped create for you as well. But all I could think of is 1988. Going back to the World Series, my beloved Oakland A's versus those Dodgers, and good old Kirk Gibson, who was banged up and injured, and there's no way that he can come in and run around the bases and do anything effective. Well, at least that's what little Q, myself, told my dad when we were watching the game. There's nothing he can do. He's injured. He can't even run. He said he don't need to run if he's going to hit the ball at the park. And I was like, he ain't going to hit the ball at the park, man. He's a shell of himself out there. Well, Dennis Eckersley served one up, and Kirk Gibson hit it over the fence, and the rest is history. That was game one of the World Series that year, and the A's never stood a chance. Even though it was a four-game series or a seven-game series, best of seven, they never stood a chance after Kirk Gibson gave him that home run trot around the bases while he's pumping his fist. But that's just one of those memories that I remember of Tommy Lasorda. That was his great team that won that World Series. And even though I'm not a Dodger fan by no sense of the imagination, you've always got to respect the greats. And Tommy Lasorda is one of the all-time greats. And so he passed away today, 93 years old. Actually passed away last night around 10:57 p.m., but it was announced earlier today by the Dodgers organization. So just want to salute to Big Blue. I know we have a lot of listeners there in L.A. I'm sure we've got a lot of Dodger fans out there. I think Gangsta Raider may be a Dodger fan, but either way, man, salute to Big Blue, salute to Tommy Lasorda. Rest in peace. You are a legend.
No doubt. And you're right. I hate the Dodgers. And Tommy Lasorda, as a young guy, of course, I didn't like Tommy Lasorda. He used to say all kinds of nasty things about the Padres, even though they were right. They were actually factually correct. So he never went over the top and said something that wasn't true.
Right,
but as a Padre fan, it always hurt, right? But I will tell you this. The one thing about Tommy, because I, like you, I'm a baseball guy. I'm also mostly a baseball purist, and so I appreciate Tommy Lasorda. I appreciate how much he loved the game. I appreciate what he did for the game. I mean, you're talking about a guy that, as a player, coach, and manager, he was in baseball for 71 seasons.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
That is incredible, Q. And yeah, 93 years old. And I have to say this, as much as it pained me to watch the Dodgers win the World Series for the first time since 1988, I'm glad they did and he was still alive because this man was a Dodger. He always will be. He was working for the team up until his death. And he said that. He said that at one time, look, I want to die a Dodger. And he did. And and lived a good life, 93 years old. I know he was in ill health the last several years. But if you look at what he was able to do, his record, his career record was just over 500. But that doesn't matter. I mean, when you manage, from 1976 to 1996, I mean, eight division titles, four pennants, and two World Series champions. I mean, you know, this guy as a Hall of Famer is amazing. He was inducted in 97. So it's one of those guys where even if you don't like the team, you respect it because more than anything, he loved the game and he improved the game and he grew the game. And as a baseball fan, I will always appreciate that.
Yeah, and the thing I thought was really cool is that you mentioned he got to see the Dodgers win this World Series this past season, and he got to see it in Arlington. You know, it was bubbled up. You know, the World Series was there at that new stadium for the Rangers. So, you know, he was in the state of Texas here, and he was able to come and check it out and see them win the World Series in that awesome stadium. And then it was kind of like, okay, I've seen everything I need to see. And then, you know, he checked out last night. And so, just like I said, rest in peace to Tommy Lasorda, but a legend, no doubt about it, regardless of team you root for.
And you know what's interesting about this too, Q, is you look at somebody like Tommy Lasorda. Tommy Lasorda, who you know, developed this massive persona, and it helped that he was in Los Angeles, obviously a major media market. Right. But this is before digital media. This is before social media. His personality, his persona were so huge. This is a guy who hung out with Frank Sinatra. You know, this is a guy who hung out with the celebrities in Los Angeles because of the movie industry and the entertainment industry being there. And you look at that today and you kind of say, and I know I'm going to sound like the old guy yelling to get off my lawn, but those personalities, you would think you would have more of them today because so many of these athletes and coaches and personalities in professional sports have all these platforms. But back then, it was maybe because the control was in these media companies' hands and because it was smaller and you got it in less dosages. I just don't see personalities like Tommy Lasorda. There's still some out there, don't get me wrong. But and John Gruden happens to be one of those guys. But if you look at the landscape of athletes, no matter – you know, you look at these young guys and they have Instagram and they have YouTube and they have TikTok and they have all this stuff, but nobody rises to that level. And I know it's time and longevity too, but there's a lot of guys who have longevity now in pro sports that don't even come close to the kind of persona and the impact that somebody like Tommy Lasorda had.
No, you're right about that. And you know, I guess there's multiple reasons for that. I'm not sure exactly what they are, but, you know, it's an interesting point of it. You know, it's just he's a different dude, you know, and I think some of that, too, what we see nowadays and when we do see like larger than life personalities and everything, a lot of it we see is kind of forced, you know, and Tommy Lasorda, similar to John Gruden, I guess John Gruden, similar to Tommy Lasorda, let's put it like that. you know, it's just kind of it just comes out natural. You know what I mean? And it's not something forced. It's something it's similar to like Marshawn Lynch, you know, like now he's kind of taking advantage of people enjoying who he is as a person, where he's not really, you know, he's not a big talker. He's not a big personality, even though he has a big personality and he just kind of does his own thing. All of a sudden, a lot of people started kind of saying, hey, man, we can market that. We can make it. So it's now it's like, OK, it's almost the it's not forced, but it's a little bit extra on it than what you would normally get from a Marshawn Lynch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just different. So, you know, that's kind of, I guess, what made a guy like Tommy Lasorda, who was just who he was. It was nothing forced. It was no kind of, hey, this is the reason I'm doing it. This is just who I am.
Yeah, no doubt. But rest in peace to Tommy Lasorda, and condolences out to Dodger fans. It hurts me to say that. To Dodger fans and to his family more than anything. But thanks, Tommy, for all that you did for baseball. Now, Q, another legend that spent some time in Los Angeles was in the news this week. And that, of course, was Raiders coach Tom Flores. I don't know if you saw it. We tweeted out the video, but Coors Light now has officially got involved in the campaign to make sure that Coach Flores goes where he belongs, and that, of course, is the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which I thought was great news. The fact that a partner of the Raiders, because Coors is an official partner of the Raiders, got behind that, and the commercial. Did you see that commercial, man? It's funny.
I haven't seen the commercial. You know, it's funny. I've been talking about this for a while, this whole Hall of Fame and Tom Flores, and I keep trying to let Raider Nation know, hey, man, he's in. you know what I mean? Like, I know he's on the campaign trail right now. I've heard him on multiple stations. I've heard him, you know, just kind of hoping and reiterating that, you know, he's hoping that this is the year. But I know for 100% fact he is in this year, Raider Nation. You will see Tom Flores and Charles Woodson both in the Hall of Fame this upcoming year.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. And the class that's going in is great, too. But the commercial cue, he's out in the backyard with an actor, or perhaps it is really his grandson. And they're sitting out there and they're talking about the Hall of Fame and all the stuff that he did, which is, you know, his record and all that kind of jazz. And then he's like, and they show a Coors Light can, and they said, hey, you should put me on the can. And they're like, they did. And there's so you can get now a limited edition can. Right. Mm-hmm. It says the Iceman, and it's got a picture of Tom Flores. So I thought that was really cool, and it's good to see him getting the credit that he deserves and celebrating what his career was and what he did as a pioneer in the world of professional sports, too. Not only being the first Latino quarterback, but also head coach in the NFL is fantastic. And you're right. he's in. A lot of people don't understand that he's in. But at the same time, I think they just want to make sure he gets as much credit and the spotlight is on him as much as possible, because there's been, it's been far too long where Tom Flores hasn't been talked about. So now he gets his chance.
Yeah, he does. And it's awesome. And I do like that he partnered with Coors Light. I do like that they have the, you know, the limited edition can that they, you know, have his picture on the side of. I think it's great. So, yeah, man, I mean, just anytime a Raider gets into the conversation like that, gets into the national conversation, and it's someone that is Tom Flores, a true West Coast cat all through and through, Sanger, California representing. I mean, man, that's always awesome. So, yeah, salute to Tom Flores.
And it's really remarkable, the history and the connection between the San Joaquin Valley and the Raiders, because you have Flores, you have Derek Carr, of course, and you have Daryl LaMonica, and then a couple others I'm not remembering off the top of my head. But it's remarkable the connection between that area of California and the Raiders franchise, both in Los Angeles and Oakland.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's just kind of I guess it's the lay of the land, you know, and you know, kind of growing up, obviously a lot of these players probably were, you know, Raider fans as well. And sure. So there's been a lot, even going back to Kirk Morrison, who was an Oakland dude, you know, and ends up getting drafted by his favorite team. His dad had, you know, season tickets to the Raiders well before he was ever a member of the Raider Nation, so, or a member of the Raiders organization. So I thought that's pretty cool as well, that the Raiders always seem to have some guys that are from the local area.
By the way, you mentioned Seawood, who amazing player. And, you know, you've seen this guy from a business perspective too, is just impressing the hell out of me. He's got a winery, right? Yep. So he's been doing his wines for a long time. And then very near and dear and close to my heart, Q, he just introduced bourbon.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and man, that's good stuff. I mean, he's doing some big things, and that's a good industry, and you're seeing a lot of different folks get involved in that industry. And so I've actually sent some Charles Woodson wines to my mom one time as a Christmas gift, so she really enjoyed that. But I haven't dibbled and dabbled yet into the bourbons, but I'll definitely go to the website and get one or get a bottle, and if for nothing else, just to have it up there in my collection.
Yeah, we need to get him on the show and not only talk a little bit about football, but I want to talk to him about his business stuff, because I'm just so impressed. I love to see players who not only were the top at their position, and in his case, obviously a Hall of Famer, the best to play the position, and then they go out and they do other great things with their life. And I know Charles does stuff with charity as well. It's not just the business side, but I'm fascinated by the business side, because I love to see these guys. I know I talk to Lincoln Kennedy all the time about business, because he's got a restaurant business and other interests that he has. And you just love to see these guys when they're done playing football, they take the money they've made and then they create with it, right? They don't just go out and spend it. They go out and they create businesses, which create jobs, which create opportunities for people in their community. It's amazing, amazing stuff. So we got to get him on here. I know you'll probably be blah, 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 because he's your guy, but we got to have fun. I mean, he's the guy. We got to have him on. I'm sure we will pretty soon. But yeah, I got to get some. I'm going to order some of the bourbon, because you're right. That small batch bourbon and small batch spirits, especially with some of these guys, it's becoming such a great industry, a big industry. And they all have, you know, they all have their unique selling properties. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. So shout out to Seawood for all his business adventures. Obviously, he was a GOAT on the field. He's a GOAT off the field, and he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. So excited to see that moment when he goes across the stage, however they do it. I can't say he's going to go across stage, but however they do it this year for the introductions and everything and the ceremony. But it's going to be something. And if they do have a Canton, Ohio, like they have done in the past, and they normally do before COVID, pre-COVID, Raider Nation, that's one that you would want to be at. Trust me, if there's one thing that you want to do, that's go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame at least once in your life. And why not go when Seawood goes in?
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, dude, Canton, Ohio will be silver and black that weekend. There's no question.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be insane. And you know what? Do it. I did it in 2007 when Tony Gwynn was inducted in the Hall of Fame, because he was my guy growing up. Him and Cal Ripken Jr. went in the same year. You want to talk about a crazy crowd.
Right.
It was great. They're great, great. The Oriole fans were awesome. But we went up there. It was my dad, myself, and my son. and my brother. So we had, you know, we had three generations, and it was one of the best weekends in my entire life. So when you guys get a chance, if you can do it, and if they have something this year, I'm hoping with the immunizations and all that stuff and the vaccine that they actually have an event. If they don't have a ton of people there, Raider Nation will show up anyway. But if they don't have a ton of people there, at least hopefully those guys can get out there in a controlled environment and do that. Because I'm telling you, Woodson's speech will be amazing. He's gonna get Raider Nation fired up for the entire 2021 season.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be fun.
It will be. All right. We are going up against a break here. We're gonna say goodbye to Q. Q, have a good night, man. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, my man. I appreciate you. Raider Nation, do what you do, and make sure you tell Vinny I said have a great show.
I will, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I will get to your calls. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. I'll get you right after the break. 702-365-9200 is the number. You're with Q and Scott here on Silver and Black Today, only on Raider Nation Radio.